Here?
Yeah.
Okay. We are. So the meeting will have about the same format as the last time, so save as much switching over. I've just left my first two screens out. I have mailed you the minutes of the last meeting, just to save time.
Okay, cool.
And is there any questions you have that arise from the last meeting that particularly bothering you?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, cool.
No.
Then we shall start with a presentation from Raj.
Yeah. Hi, me Raj again. In this meeting, I'm going to discuss about the trend watching, how this trend is going to affect our market potential and how important is this. So we have to look on this. First of all, methodology. The methodology to find out the trend was done in a way. We have done a recent, not only recent remote control market survey, but we also considered the latest fashion trends of the market, because we think that this is also a factor which will affect our sales and profit. So, what are our findings? In our findings, we have seen that when we did our remote control market survey, we found that people do have preference for the fancy mobile remote controls, which look and feel very good, rather than having a functional look and feel good. So this clearly indicates their preference for the design, their outlook of the remote controls. So we should consider this factor as the most important factor, because this factor is twice as important, the second factor, which is further to twice the as important as the the third factor. So this factor becomes the most important factor in our in our market, means in designing our remote controls.
The last one is the most important one, isn't
No,
it?
the
Oh,
first
sorry.
one is the outlook of the mobile. It should have a fancy outlook,
Okay.
the fancy design,
Okay.
rather than just having a functional look and feel good. It should have a fancy look and feel good. The second most important aspect is that remote control should be a technologically innovative. We must have some technological advancement in the remote control, that rather than just putting it as it is, as the other remote controls are. So it should be technologically innovative, like glow in the dark or speech recognition, something like that. So that indicates our technological advancement. And the third most important aspect in the to take into consideration is that it should be easy to use. Like, it shouldn't be too much complicated. There shouldn't be too many buttons on this mobile remote control. It shouldn't be too complicated, like this way. And it should be and customers should be provided with manuals that is easy to understand in their local language, something, so that they could know how to use these remote controls. When we did fashions recent fashion our recent fashion update shows that
Sorry,
huh?
I'm just reading fruit and vegetables. I don't know how we're going to incorporate that.
Yeah, we have to, because you can see how people have related their clothes, shoes and furniture, everything, with fruits and vegetables. Because the world is now changing its trend towards organic,
Okay,
becoming more and more
cool.
organic,
We should make a
becoming
big sponge lemon.
Yeah.
Yellow.
So
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very good.
So
Glow
something
in the
like that
dark.
we should do.
Okay.
And people, the feel of the material is expected to be spongy rather than just having a plastic look, hard look.
Well, that's good. That's what we
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
predicted.
So that they could play with it while handling it.
Okay.
So that should also be taken into
Okay.
consideration. So
Okay.
these are my views.
Okay, the
So
spongy not real spongy. You can. Do you think like rubber would be good, or does it really want to be?
The rubber which is good for health and which is quite disposable.
Okay.
That we can
quite
take
disposable.
Into. Yeah. Because it shouldn't be have any harm to the environment also, because our company is very well reputed for taking all these concerns into consideration.
Uh-huh.
So we don't want to have any harm to the society.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
So that's all?
Fruit and veg. Well, there you go. That's what I think of when I think of
a remote control.
Remote control.
Yeah.
Next to you,
and were there any factors that weren't important in the survey that they said we don't want?
We didn't find out any such point. Yes, there could be, but we couldn't find out any.
Cool.
So
F. What is it?
Function F8.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it's adjusting. No.
Your signal. The undoing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then F5, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the interface concept. The interface specification. What people, how they interact with it, basically. I think. So the method, we looked at existing designs, what's good about them, what's bad about them, looked at their flaws, I'm going to look at their flaws and everything, and what the survey told us and what we think would be good. So a bit of imagination.
Okay.
The findings, I've got some pictures to show you.
It's the rocket even.
Yeah. Okay, so most remote controls use graphical interface where you have got buttons and you point it rather than having the output as a stream of text or something. And it also found that there's inconsistent layout, which makes it confusing. So I think for our remote control, there is some inconsistency already in existing in between remote controls, but I think the standard kind of shape and play and those kind of buttons, like the top right for on and off or something, I think people find that important because then it's easy to use. And we've got some pictures of some new remote controls to show you. Do I press escape F5?
Just escape.
Escape, okay.
Yeah.
I still haven't got my glasses on. Yeah, okay. So these are some of the pictures of existing ones.
Ah.
I'll just talk you through them. This one is voice recognition, and that's the kind of idea we're going for. There's an LCD thing, which we thought could get a bit confusing and a bit expensive as well for us. This one is got a kind of scroll, like a mouse, which
like the middle button.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure how you'd use that. Like, would the
like
computer come?
If I'm thinking of the right one, I've got the same thing on the front of my monitor. You scroll it, and then when you reach the sort of menu item that you require, you press.
That's like the LCD one, is
right,
it?
Okay.
But the one below that has got like a little scroll function on the side. But I presume that the functions must come up on the TV screen.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is. So these are just a few ideas. Again, that's just quite boring shape, grey. Looks quite space-agey, but too many buttons, I think, on that
looks
one.
Like it looks like something out of
It does look kind of dangerous. This one I thought was really cool. It's got the programmability function that we talked about. You can put it in there. It's for your kids, and it's quite an organic shape, and the little circle around there is pretty cool.
Okay.
And that's really easy to use, bright. So I like this one a lot for our design. I think something like that would be good.
Yeah,
of course,
I mean, the one thing I think about these ones is these secured areas. I've seen a lot of them with the cover missing.
Right,
so
yeah.
So like have it hinge rather than sort of
yeah,
clip on.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So maybe that could be built into one of the things and it comes up on the TV or something. And this one, the oversized one. I don't know about you, but I think it's a bit too gimmicky. I don't think that will
sell
very well.
I mean, is
that
not sort
well.
Of to assist the blind or something, is it?
I guess so. I don't know. I think
so
that's a bit...
Blind don't watch TV.
Yeah, exactly.
They do. They listen to it.
Yeah. And this one is just pointing out... I like some of these things, the raised symbols and everything, but it's pointing out that this one, the volume, it is kind of pressing down, but it would actually go up because
right,
of the shape.
Okay.
So that's a bit confusing. But the buttons on this, I think, are... It's just showing you how you can have different buttons. They don't have to be all the same. So that's quite cool.
Well, people tend to recognise certain shapes to do certain things. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. F5, yes. So there are some of the findings. So we need to combine those ones. And I've just got an email from our technical department saying that they have broken through with some new speech recognition software that you can program in. Yeah, it is, just in time, very handy. So I think maybe incorporating that in our design would be good. Is you program it, like you say, record, and then play, and then record, play machine and stuff like that. So that's, and it's much, yeah, so that's quite cool. Personal preferences, just some imagination. The raised symbols I thought were good. The LCD, it does look smart, but I think maybe for our budget, do you think that would be a bit too expensive to have the
LCD?
Yeah.
And the other stuff, I think.
And the speech recognition, because I think we're definitely going for the speech recognition, are we?
But in our market survey, we have seen that people are willing to pay more. But they want the quality, they want the fancy look, they want some new design, something new.
Uh-huh. For our budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if we increase our cost a little bit within some limits and we give something new, technological advancement as well as new design with fancy outlook,
uh-huh.
I think we will meet the requirements and we will be able to have a good sales.
Okay.
In the market.
I'm not sure if 25 euros... 12 euros 50 manufacturing cost. I think that might.
I can't see. Although I mean,
the LCD.
To be sure, they have got. I mean, they are going crazy with the LCD technology now, so that you've got your LCD TVs and everything. So maybe the small.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I the black and white. I guess it just doesn't look funky enough.
Yeah. No.
But I mean, like even mobile phones or whatever have colour LCD screens.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know about the costs of them.
Uh-huh.
But price notwithstanding, is it too complicated? Is it going to be too much just overload?
Yeah, that's the thing. Because
it will be easy because there will be on LCD screen, there will be different icons. They can just click OK, whatever they want.
When you use remote control, you never look at it, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at the
yeah,
TV.
That's true, yeah.
And it's it just seems kind of like a...
And one of the survey findings was that they want it easy to use. So I think... I'm not sure about the LCD. It's great, it's a good idea, but for our budget and for the thing we're trying to go for, easy to use, it's not the thing we should go for, I think. Child-friendly, I thought this was good. As you pointed out, the bit, it often goes missing, especially with children. But it's a good shape, and the organic is kind of, we could make a vegetable-y kind of round shape, I think.
So which
carrot.
since we're going for the sort of company colours, I think your lemon wasn't that far.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, you know.
But we don't want it to
lemon.
Be. Yeah. The child friendly. Yeah. Easy to use. It seems quite easy to use. I like the different shapes of the buttons and stuff. I think that's
I like
a good idea
I like
to go
the
for.
Colourful buttons as well.
Yeah. And the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use my mouses now with the scrolling thing.
I mean, we are marketing to sort of 25 to 35, so most people will have come in contact with that kind of use.
So they'd be able to use that. As I said, I think I presume it would come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So there
and
you
that
go.
Means that means you get to bump that bit to the TV makers. So.
Yeah. So that's the user interface design. Okay, take this out now then.
So, I guess there are a lot of options that we're going to have to choose from among.
Yeah, and looks I'll like it.
I'll give you the, I guess, technical considerations for those. I don't want to use a whiteboard just because we haven't used it.
Yeah, I was just thinking the self-same thing.
So, the way I'm going to do this is we're going to take a look at some old remote controls, see how they work, reuse the vital kind of essential pieces of it, and then we'll throw in our new innovations and keep it all within budget. So,
Magic Man.
Yeah, looking inside a very simple remote control, this is what they sent me. Okay, here's the competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside, and there's a chip, a processor, the TA11835, which receives input from the buttons.
So this is a standard off-the-shelf kind of a chip, is it?
Right, it's very the very cheap remote. This remote costs nothing, you know. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that it then sends to the amplifier, which is made of some transistors and amplifiers, op amps, and then that gets sent to the LED light, which you can kind of see is that little red light bulb at the end,
right.
And that sends out the infrared light signal to the television. Oh, here it is. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control.
Okay.
It defines.
So can we make them to pretty much any size we like, or is there a minimum? Or
no, I mean, this is a very old one, so now with the new technology, this is
gonna be
a minimally small and cheap.
Almost a key ring.
Right. So this is what we need to have for certain. So, you know, as I said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, you know, what's it going to be. The board, we have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than they had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got from our manufacturing team. You know, we have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, double curve. So lots of choices. What do we think?
Well,
or sponge, I guess, isn't on there, right?
Mm.
Well, I mean, like, latex has a kind of spongy feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very elasticy, for sure.
Yeah, and that would also give it kind of durability, and...
Yeah.
And it's also sort of relatively cheap to cast.
Yeah, so...
So maybe a sort of plastic, initial plastic with a latex kind of sheath.
Okay, so I hear a plastic, latex...
I like the rubber, the stress balls, I think, you know,
right,
that could
okay.
be a bit of a gimmick, like it's
right.
good to hold and...
So something with give to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that might be quite durable and easy to chuck around.
The colour is yellow, right?
Yeah.
Or at least incorporated.
Yellow incorporated,
yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going, we're sort of, I don't know what other...
I think...
Standard silver kind of... Other parts or
yeah, the buttons, like, because there's going to be the cover, the rubber or the plastic casing, and then the buttons, and probably two different colors. Or if we're having buttons, actually,
so yellow for the body, and then what color for the buttons?
I quite like the multicolored buttons myself.
Yeah,
so multicolored buttons.
You do have ones like play and could be green or on and off as red and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, or yeah, limit. Maybe
makes it easy
a limited
to use.
Multicolor, so it doesn't look too childish.
Yeah, perhaps. That's true. Because that blue one did look.
Yeah.
Quite childish.
Okay.
Although I mean, this also comes to shape as well. I mean, if we are going to make it a novel, I mean, double curved sounds good to me. if we're talking about sort of ergonomic and easy use.
Yeah.
It'd be comfier, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shape, we want to go, how exactly, maybe?
Like an hourglass kind of figure, is that what you're thinking of? Or
yeah,
just like
yeah, that's sort of comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't
it's
drop it.
What about
yeah.
a banana?
We could make novelty remote controls.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, like...
we could have a big banana-shaped remote control, because it's yellow.
Yeah. And a lemon might be a
but then how would you point it?
Yeah.
How would you point it? What?
It doesn't matter which end you point, I guess. We could have a little LEDs on each end.
They only cost pennies.
Yeah, I appreciate this idea because then this this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can relate it with fruits and vegetables, the people's choices, that what our data shows that.
Yeah.
So this...
What you... sure about the banana idea.
So spongy
rubber banana.
I mean,
okay.
Does seem a bit again childish, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe just draw on the kind of fruit and vegetable shape. And what else did you say about fashions? What was trendy?
The fashion trend shows that fruits and vegetables, like people know,
and
so
spongy.
Fruit or vegetable.
Yeah.
So it had a stem, perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah.
It'd be
like what's that? I don't even know the name of it. Some kind of, you know, where it's like looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
So it looked like this kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a gourd.
Yeah, maybe that's what they.
Or squash.
Because that you can hold it in like the bottom bit and.
And it has a clear top and bottom, so
yeah.
You could say, you know, it transmits from this end.
Yeah, why the hell not?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I guess it's kind of, you don't necessarily have to have it sort of clearly identified as a fruit. Just have that kind of fruitish shape.
Yeah, then only we can relate it.
Yeah,
to something.
Relate it by advertising.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Yeah. So double curved, single curved.
Yeah.
Or we can do something, we can design 2-3 shapes and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
That's a good man, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure. I will be happy to do that.
Okay. We can do that.
And buttons, did we say different shapes of buttons?
I mean, for the specific functions, you know, up and down, play, stop.
Okay.
They've got standard sort of intuitive
so
things that are always used.
And
yeah.
That's cool. I like it.
with a scroll wheel or no?
Yeah, what about the scroll wheel and... speech recognition.
Speech recognition, I think. So we need a microphone, presumably.
Yeah. I could put the microphone.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the microphone.
Yeah.
Where should
I mean, are we sure that scroll wheel does give ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, those ideas I saw were just for inspiration, I think.
Glad we're not doing this for real.
Yeah, I can. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
I couldn't.
Do some user tests with scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if this new software for the sound recognition is, then you keep in the microphone.
So should the microphone be just anywhere on it?
I would put it sort of sub-centrally, so it's yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be sort of held and. We really going to need to hold it if it's going to be voice recognition.
We can. Oops.
So let's not use the whiteboard anymore.
Oops, Daisy.
Sorry.
And so what else was that? What about the glow-in-the-dark thing, the strip around it? Are we just going to leave that?
I still like it.
You still like it?
But that's me.
Because we've got the technological innovation with the speech recognition.
Yeah,
system.
So maybe it's just going a bit too far. I mean, we are pushing it probably with funny fruit shapes.
Yeah.
Don't want to sort of.
Especially
overkill.
With yellow. I don't know.
Because, I mean, like, if we. I mean, how good is the speech recognition thing? Do we want to go for buttons at all? Do we want to just have a device that maybe sits and pretends it's a fruit?
That you put in the fruit bowl?
Yeah.
You know, and then
they
you just talk.
From
I mean, like, everybody's got a fruit bowl in front of the telly.
Mm-hmm.
It could even encourage healthier habits for television watchers.
Yeah.
Make them think of fruit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make sure they don't eat the remote.
I mean,
yeah. Do we
some
need?
I mean, I like think of a fruit that could sit sort of independently on its own, like I don't know, an apple.
Mm.
It's just apples, sort of yellow apples. Though. Mm.
I quite like the shape. I quite like the design of that because that could sit on its own and.
Yeah.
It's quite
okay,
got
yeah,
quite a steady
good.
Base.
Groovy.
And yeah, as you say, we don't want to be too ridiculous with the fruit things.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld or close. It can set a distance.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, like, you could actually. Yeah.
Or we can
options.
We can do one thing. We can just have a remote control, and casings of different shapes, different fruit shapes,
mm-hmm.
in such a way that any casing could be fit into this mobile general piece.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever people want, like if somebody want it in banana shape. We will put that casing onto that mobile phone.
So
okay, it will look and yeah.
Yeah,
that
you said about disposable.
With marketing, yeah.
Sorry.
You said about disposable earlier. People want disposable things, so.
If this is a mobile phone, we will design casing in such a way like half of we need not to have a full cover.
Yeah.
We will just have a half of cover. Okay.
Like
if somebody wants it in banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing. Onto that, so it will give a banana shape look. If somebody want it in apple shape, we will design that. We will put apple shape casing on that. It will give apple shape look. So in that way,
mm-hmm.
you can have any means whatever you want.
Okay.
Without
need the buttons in the same place.
Yeah, button will be on the upper side. Buttons will be
the
on the upper side.
Oh, that's the other side. Oh,
buttons
okay.
will be on the upper side. Lower side, we will just put the casing. So half of that will be look.
Oh, half
the
of fruit.
Yeah,
oh,
not the upper side. So from lower, you can means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple
okay,
look, whatever.
Okay.
So in that way, we need not to have different shape mobiles, everything. We will just design casings. Fruit shape.
Okay.
I think if you're gonna have a fascia, then you'd want to have it so that it does go over the buttons. Because I mean, if you think about it, if they're wanting it because they want to look at it, if they're using it, and what they want to look at is facing away from them, it doesn't really, you know, because that'd be in the palm of their hand and they wouldn't be able to see it. Unless you have sort of, you got the buttons option on one side, and you get the fascia on the other side with the microphone, so that you can place it face down. And you've got the fascia, and you can just talk at the.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Okay. So.
So you've narrowed it down to half a dozen options.
Yeah. So, I guess we decide on the material, right? So that's spongy, latex, rubber.
Yeah.
Everything. And the colors we got down.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
shape. Maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape or.
Well, I'm not sure if we should go so far in the whole fruit thing because I think we should maybe just take the inspiration from the fruit, and
okay,
because
we stick with what we've got there.
I think we're trying to get to 25, 35 year olds. Want it quite trendy as well. They said they want it something that looks fancy, and I think maybe fruit could be a bit of a too much of a gimmick, but something ergonomically shaped and organic, like good to hold. Based on fruits and natural things like that.
Okay.
Because already we're going a bit gaudy with the yellow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could make it a nice pale yellow.
Well, it's kind of got to be our company's yellow.
Okay.
So, again, I mean, like, we could have, we could quite easily have the main body be a different.
Yeah. Maybe
color,
we could have that
have
pale yellow and then an outside bit bright yellow with, you said, the slogan.
Kind of going round, yeah.
Because
I mean, even if, I mean, not necessarily that the whole body has to be of the company color. So,
yeah,
you know, blue and yellow tend to go to well together. So you have the main body blue with the yellow logo and slogan running up one side of it, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
As for the energy source, you know, almost every remote control uses just batteries, but we don't have to be limited by that. We can use a ham dynamo.
I think it's basically the more you move it, it's got a wee thing inside that just kind of powers
so those
it.
Watches that you
can.
So this might be an idea for something
dynamo?
That people really want to grab and shake it. If it's
yeah, like with those watches that you kind of twist. Yeah.
So it's quite cool. It's not working.
You
I guess people's
it,
natural
it.
Reaction anyways.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but
is,
do
yeah.
you think that it will be a good idea to use dynamo? These type of cells, because then people have to, like if the cell is out.
It does leave them an obligation to.
Yeah, to.
Especially if they want to use it specifically as voice activated.
Yeah, because most of the people.
Then they have to pick it up and then activate it.
Yeah.
And then,
Okay.
That's
okay.
true.
Right. What are the other options?
There's solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea because then they have to keep their mobiles outside in solar energy and the days when there is no solar sunlight.
I'm with Raj on that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I've got a north facing house. It's not really
sun. I think we should rechargeable battery will be a good idea. They can.
I mean,
they can recharge it.
That idea that I thought, just on the basis of like ridding them of batteries and that kind of bother.
And we're very environmentally friendly company, aren't
having
we?
Having a
so
rechargeable stand. So that not only it doubles as a stand, but for using it as recharging it, but also for using it as sound recognition.
Like a hand, like one of those portable phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
kind of
exactly.
So a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
Okay. The user interface, the buttons, I guess we talked about this already.
Mm-hmm.
What's chip on print? What's Sorry, never mind.
The electronics, basically the more features we add, so the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy and put in, which adds to the cost, as you can expect. But I think we can keep it all under budget. So so the speech thing, you said our research and development department came up with some breakthrough. So
just in time.
If we're just having buttons and the speech, then we're getting our cheapest option of chipping.
Right.
That's good. I've just deleted that whole thing. We're kind of running out of time, so if you could, was that you? That was your bits covered. I've just accidentally deleted what I was supposed to say next.
Excuse me.
Control F8.
Yeah, mine seems to have turned off.
I just touched
anything.
The pad.
We just touched the pad.
No.
It's actually shut down.
It's on, but there's nothing.
Okay. Our next meeting's in half an hour. And what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in clay.
Oh. I get to do it too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, luckily we chose a nice simple shape.
Yeah.
And further instructions will be sent by your personal coaches.
Okay.
Hey, that's great.
Save everything to the shared documents. Is that right?
I hope I can recover this because I've accidentally deleted it. Which doesn't really help me much.
I think I've saved mine already.
Yeah, can you save that? Send that last one again, please, Raj, as I still can't find it on there.
It was under a different name. I will show you in shared documents.
Okay.
Working components, minutes of all. You didn't get that.
No.
I will send it.
Okay, thank you.
I will put it in shared documents again.
Project documents.
Sorry, I put it in the shared documents.
All right, that's actually that it goes there automatically if you put it in project documents. Project documents is on the desktop.
Right, that's great. But I can't open that because it asks for some username or password.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you.
These lapel mics are trouble.
All right, I think. Hold on.
Sorry.
yeah, I don't know if you it just came up on my agenda. presumably there's clay somewhere.
Yeah, that's great.
Whoops. Light, please, light. Right, there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, quite. And we're using the sort of basic chipset, so it's all good.
Oh, sorry.
I think we're almost done, yeah.
You have to keep your pen separate because I used your pen.
Oh, oops. Sorry. Okay, still didn't manage to get down all the last bits, so we have rechargeable and apples. Okay, so we came up with that, that's okay. What's supplements? Supplements. See?
Cool. Fun.
Should have got some. I knew that. I should have sort of engineered it so we ended up making a difficult shape. Just for cruelty.
Yeah. Starfruit.
I wonder if you mean like literally make it sort of buttons and everything.
No. Well, yeah, we can do buttons.
We are going to discuss something.
No, I think that's our discussion over, unless anybody's got questions that or confusions, because I'm confused.
Okay.
Excuse
me. We'll probably get a question here in a minute. It's
sorry. Thank you. Yeah.
There we go. Morning finish meeting there. I rounded it up far too fast. Where are we going? My documents. That's not what I want.